Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, where we've been coming to you all the week from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oasis Network, KNYD here in Tulsa, has other names. Where I live in the Ozarks has another name, but we're so glad to be here with David Ingalls and all of his wonderful dedicated to God staff. You'd be blessed if you'd go on oasisnetwork.org and especially check out Under the Road Show, the archived interview they did with Brother Oral Roberts, because we're talking about Brother Oral Roberts having gone, and Brother Oral Roberts going, his departure. The Lord spoke to me and to Brother Roberts that something's going to happen at his departure by the Holy Ghost. And so we're going to talk about what I think that is next week, but I can tell you that I was holding his letter in my hand, and if you've been listening, you know about it. I was holding his letter in my hand the morning I heard he had gone to be with the Lord, and I said, Lord, what is it? What can we look for now? And I heard these words. Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And then I knew by the Spirit that they preach about it, they know it's there, but they don't tap it. And he gave me the example of that, the woman with the issue of blood. There was a multitude lapping the dunamis power of God in Jesus, but one woman tapped it. And it actually is the word dunamis. King James says virtue. He knew virtue had gone out of him, but the Greek word is dunamis. And the dunamis power of God is that word translated power, which is inherent, and it has the ability to reproduce itself. So it's, we get our word dynamo and dynamics from it. And it just, the power, it's not like one stick of dynamite, but like many, 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 like a domino reaction. And so Jesus, this is the kind of power that Jesus said would come on you in the baptism with the Holy Ghost. In receiving the Holy Ghost, John chapter 20, in the new birth, you receive exousia. You receive the Holy Ghost, all right, and you receive the authority of the risen Lord at the right hand of the Father. But you receive dunamis in the when the Holy Ghost comes up on you and fills you to overflowing. And Jesus said, Acts chapter 1:8, he told those disciples, the church, the whole church at that time, don't leave Jerusalem until you are empowered from on high. Don't go until you receive this Holy Ghost power. He said, you shall receive dunamis when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, we've been talking about the fact that God wants this dunamis exemplified, manifested, shown to the world right now. The Lord has spoken to us about an awakening. What is going to awaken people to God? They're going to have to, they're dead. The world is dead. They're not alive. They're dead. And they're going to have something to wake them up to life. And what wakes them up to life is a manifestation of God and his dunamis power. It's happened in every great awakening. It happened in the book of Acts. We read yesterday from John G. Lake and what an angel told to him about that dunamis power. God in the book of Acts is the only answer to the manifestation of the power of God. Now, God's talking to me about this dunamis power, and I have learned that we can pray for it. We read yesterday where the angel told John G. Lake, it is to be prayed for, the manifestation of the book of Acts. Now, there are prayers in Ephesians that we pray every day. Brother Hagin, the first time I remember, I worked for him, and he would suggest to people, he said the change that ever came in his life, the greatest change. Now, he'd been to heaven, God taking him to heaven, he'd been to hell. But he said the greatest thing that changed his life more than anything else was the praying of these prayers every day in the book of Ephesians for himself. And so then he encouraged us to take it up, and I did. And this first prayer, it's a Holy Ghost prayer in the book of Ephesians, and this is the way I pray it for myself. Starts with verse 17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened that I may know. Now, it's a prayer that the eyes of your understanding, your heart, your spirit, will know some things. And then it lists three things. The first thing, what is the hope of his calling? The second thing, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? We're not going to talk about those two. We're going to talk about the third. This is what he wants us to get wisdom and revelation of. Number 3, verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. He wants us to get understanding and wisdom of this power. Well, there are six words translated power in the New Testament, six Greek words. Which one is this that he wants us to understand? And it's toward us. It's not reserved for the book of Acts, and then we got to have a 2,000-year break, and then it's for somebody way down there at the end. This power has flowed toward us and been toward us since the resurrection of the Lord. What power is it? Verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him be head over all things to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you has he quickened. We were dead, but he quickened us, we see in verse 6, and raised us up together and of chapter 2, and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. We are seated there at the right hand of God. And the power that it took to raise Jesus is the same power by which we are raised. And he wants us to have a knowledge of wisdom and revelation about the dunamis power of God. And this is a prayer to pray for it. So I just crossed out power. And I put in this what I'm going to pray every day. God, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation that I can know the exceeding greatness of your dunamis toward me. I believe. Hallelujah. It's toward Billy Brim. It's toward you, mother, with your babies in there that you just rocked to sleep. It's toward you, sir, as you're driving down the road to have your lunch hour and you're listening. The dunamis power of God is toward you. The dynamic, inherent power of God is toward you. It is even in you. I'm going to prove you that from the next prayer. Brother Hagin said, Macmillan says, people that preach on the authority of the believer say, pray these prayers for yourself. So here's the second prayer in the book of Ephesians that we can pray, and I pray for Billy Brim. And I'm going to pray it. I'm going to read it like I pray it for myself. For this cause, this is chapter 3, Ephesians, verse 14. You should be meditating the book of Ephesians, church. Ephesians 3, 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in my inner man. Let's take a moment here. You know what that word might is? It's dunamis. This is a prayer that he would strengthen Billy Brim with dunamis by the Holy Ghost in Billy Brim's inner man. Billy Brim, housewife, peeling potatoes, 1970s. Collinsville, Oklahoma. Thank God I came under the ministry of Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. I learned to pray these prayers. And I'm telling you, folks, they've come to pass in my life. And the dunamis power of God to do things has come to pass in my life. It's not through coming to pass, because I pray this every day, but it's at least started. This prayer says that he would grant me to be strengthened with dunamis by his spirit in my inner man, in order that the anointed one may dwell in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, in order that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Which word is this? Is it exousia, authority? No. It is dunamis. There's dunamis in you. There's dunamis in me. And we pray this prayer unto him that is able to to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the dunamis that works in us. Ah, there's power in you ready to go off. You just learn to tap it. You tap it by faith. You read these scriptures. You pray these things. You do what the woman with the issue of blood did. And you do what the book of Acts did. You believe for it. Unto him be glory in the church, and it'll give God glory. By Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Sister Woodworth Eder had one of the most amazing, powerful ministries. And she started out at the end of the 1800s. There were no women that she knew of in such a ministry. There were no men that she knew of who were really in the powerful ministry God was calling her to. And he wouldn't let her alone. By visions and dreams, he visited her. She argued before God. She was so out of the will of God that the enemy tried to kill her and did kill most of her children. And finally, she surrendered to him. And when she surrendered and said, "Okay, I'll go," this is what she said. "I asked God to give me the power he gave the Galilean fishermen. I'll go if you give me the power you gave the fishermen from Galilee," she said. "That if you will anoint me for service, I came like a child asking for bread. I looked for it. God did not disappoint me. The power of the Holy Spirit came down as a cloud. It was brighter than the sun. It seemed I was covered and wrapped up in it. My body was light as the air. It seemed that heaven came down. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire and power, which has never left me. Oh, praise the Lord. There was liquid fire, and the angels were all around in the fire and glory. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ and by this power that I have stood before hundreds of thousands of men and women proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ." We have a book, Signs and Wonders, which is her journal. You need to send for it and see the mighty manifestation of the dunamis power of God. And why? Because she asked for it. We pray. We have live streaming every Wednesday. We stream prayer from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, 12 to 1 o'clock noon, Central Standard Time. We, on the last count, we had 52 nations joining us. We had thousands of computers. And we're asking God for an awakening. And he has led us to ask him specifically for a manifestation of the dunamis power of God, so that the people in what John Osteen called this dying, sighing, crying humanity can see the manifestation of God. It takes this dunamis power. We must not be satisfied without it. We'll be glad to send you John G. Lake's book for $10. We'll be glad to send you Sister Woodworth Eder's book for $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. It'd be great if you send us a radio offering to help us as we get these words out to as many people as we possibly can. Oh, that we could shout it from the rooftops, that everyone right now would be seeking God, loving each other, praying the prayers in Ephesians, looking for him. There's so many. Get your Bible out and find where dunamis is. You'll be shocked in all the places it is. This is Billy Brim saying Shabbat Shalom. Find a good church, your church. Go to it this weekend.